Wednesday, July the 8th, 2026. Hope all is well. Busy show today. Dr. Steve Martin, 725, our sports medicine segment brought to you by Arthrex. 805, Dane Young. Talk Georgia football today. Let's do it. And at 825, we'll get with Andrew Oliphant. I'm going to talk a little PGA Tour golf for you. Can't wait to do that as well. Busy show. A lot to do as we welcome back to the East Coast, Ms. Ashby Mixon. How are you?
I'm so happy to be here this morning. I'm so excited.
Does it feel like 6 a.m. or 3 a.m.?
It feels like 6 a.m.
Okay. So you're back on Eastern time. You were on the West Coast for 5 days, 6 days?
That sounds right, yeah.
Okay. I got to hear all about it.
Man, we had so much fun. It was an awesome trip. I'll tell you, it was funny. This was the first time I had ever been out to the West Coast, and it, like, 6 a.m. every morning, wide awake, ready to go.
Yeah.
Let's tackle the day.
Yeah.
We had so much fun. Watched a lot of baseball. They had fireworks.
Nice.
All the things you could imagine. It was great.
I'm guessing. I've never been to Oregon. I'm guessing there's some beautiful parts there.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. Northern California is stunningly gorgeous.
I've never been in Northern California.
Yeah, but that's Oregon.
Basically. That's what I imagine.
Yeah.
Lots of huge, big trees.
Yeah.
Like the kind we don't really have here.
Right.
Very green everywhere. You're like 2 hours from the coast.
Are people nice to you, engaging, or do you feel like you're not in the South?
It's funny. It's people there are not like people in California.
Okay.
Where in California, everybody's pretty warm. I would say friendly, all that. It's different in Oregon. You kind of feel like you're up north a little bit with how people are.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to me. But they're cool.
It's a different vibe. I told the story about my roommate that was playing a golf tournament in Portland.
I don't think you did. Please do.
Oh. So Charles Warren, who played the PGA Tour and the Corn Ferry Tour. He's playing a Corn Ferry Tour event in Portland. And I'm on the phone with him. He said, I'm at a stoplight in Portland, and beside me, there's a woman on a bicycle.
Yes.
She didn't have
such
clothing on. It's like, what? I said, yeah, this is just a freak show out here, man. Did you see any freak show moments or meet any freak show people?
You know what? You did tell me that. Yeah. And I kind of had my eyes open for stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I didn't see anything crazy. I'm sad to report. We went into Portland for dinner one night. It was beautiful.
Well, sometimes you get a sensationalized version or something, or you get the version that certain people want you to have, and it's not like that. You know, like you think of this and it's that, but it's not, right?
For sure.
Reality and perception are two different things.
I definitely judged a book by its cover a little bit, and I'm sure I didn't get the full, experience, but in my head it was a lot different than it actually was when we got in there. There were a lot of trees, there were parks. It was beautiful. So,
nice.
Very fun trip, but very happy to be
Now,
home.
Did you get to see him pitch?
I did.
All right. How? Because you watch it on TV all the time. Are you nervous on TV?
Yes.
Are you nervous in person?
I'm going to be so honest with you. I had a friend that I met.
Yeah.
We were just chatting away. Really took the nerves off. It was
great.
Right.
A friend who was a local fan there, or someone with a team, or somebody's acquaintance with a team?
This was another girlfriend.
Okay, good. Good.
Super cool. Played field hockey in college.
So y'all have the same, what a draft feels like. You know what a rehab feels like. You know what an assignment feels like on a moving. And yeah.
The thing that was great about her, though, played a sport in college, super cool, had no idea about baseball.
Really?
So I got to sit there and be like, right, so that's a double play. Right, so that's a strikeout.
Yes.
Which was great.
Yeah.
It made it so much fun.
You're like, I was with Drake a couple of years ago. Yes. And now he's telling me stuff about baseball. Yeah.
I love it. That's very, very
cool.
Fun.
How about food?
What do we eat? Let me give them this.
Yeah.
The Hillsboro Hops concessions.
Good.
They got it going on.
So they were home the whole time?
Yes.
Okay. Because they do in minor league baseball, they do these long series.
They do a week away, a week home, usually.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad it worked out that was the week home, and you got to do that. That's great, man.
Me
That's
too.
Awesome.
It was very fun.
How did he pitch on the day that you were there, on the game you were there?
He did great. He,
awesome.
I think, struck out seven in five innings.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did great.
Awesome.
Very, very fun. He's coming home for the All-Star break next week. Mickey, well, I'm happy to be back. I haven't seen you in 10 years, it feels like.
Hold on now. He's coming to the back, you know. We can have a little, maybe a little. That's the last thing I'll do is come on the show. But how about the offseason?
Let's do it.
In the offseason.
Absolutely.
Because I don't want to. You know, he's got very little time home. I'm not going to steal that. But offseason stuff for sure. Yeah, it's been a minute, man. It's been a minute.
I've missed out on 7 lifetimes.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's it's crazy. But life's good. We're blessed. Had a great day yesterday. I went over at my wife's working now and had to pick up Drake. But Drake and I went to the gym at their school. And we're the only people in the building.
Okay.
You know, we're the only 3 in the building. But, well, they're doing, well, I'll tell you about it, there's some construction guys stuff going on. But anyway, so we go in the gym and we play basketball and we play kickball and we play dodgeball.
How fun.
Oh, it was a blast. I mean, we're in there for an hour and I'm in PE class. I'm a 58-year-old man in PE class.
That sounds like my ideal Saturday.
Yes.
How'd it go? Awesome. Did you guys get competitive? Like,
very
what's the
competitive
vibe?
Competitive. And I will tell you this. I did this on the show a few years ago. Will Merritt and I had this free throw shooting contest. 100 free throws. We shoot 25 at a time. You rebound and whatever. And I made 88 out of 100.
Mickey.
I'm a great free throw shooter. There's a couple things I'm terrible at in life. I picked the wrong line at the grocery store. I'm not very good at racquetball. Besides that, I'm an elite free throw shooter. I would shoot Steph Curry if he wants to.
Mickey, I'm an elite free throw shooter.
Well, that sounds like a challenge to me.
Don't
Yesterday,
look now.
If someone's rebounding for me, I'm a 90% free throw shooter. If I can rebound my own balls, I'm an 80% free throw shooter, 85% free throw shooter.
How'd you get so good?
It's just natural athleticism and hand-eye coordination, feel and touch. It's easy, yeah.
So it's just, does this translate to, like, when you're playing horse, can you beat anybody?
Horse I'm great at. But I'm better at free throw shooting the horse. I'm better at horse than I am. Now, I'm a terrific passer. I'm so old, and I'm so slow. I'm so out of shape. I'm not going to chase you down, and I'm not going to play great defense. I'm just not. I don't have the energy to do it. I'm a terrific passer of the basketball. I'm not a great shooter in a game.
Okay.
I'm a set shooter.
Spot up.
Yeah. And my, let's be honest with you, my basketball days are over. I'm a free throw shooter. We're gonna get to shoot free throws. Okay, that's it. We'll do a charity shoot one day. We'll get a basket imported here at the station. We need one anyway.
We do.
And with a golf simulator at some point in time too. But we'll do 100 free throws for charity, and we'll have people give to each side and all that kind of stuff. It'll be good.
Have we just come up with the idea of the summer, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, we'll take care of that. That'd be great. So that was good. Go home, get a little Isla Ann, short nap with her. Drake has company over. I cut the grass. I grill out smash burgers and tater tots, and family had a great time. They were gone all last week, and so I missed them like crazy. It's so good to do that. My wife and I's anniversary, our 10th anniversary is this week. So
congrats. What day?
Thursday. And man, we're just – everybody's in love. Everybody's having a good time. I will tell you this. I've got my heart broken last night on this.
Okay.
So, Isla hates going to sleep.
Sweet girl.
And, you know, she screams. She has got this – it's not an anxiety. It's I want to stay up. You know, and it's typical. She's 2 years old, right? And she's back there screaming. And Drake and I in the other room, you know, still getting ready for bed, cleaning up a little bit and watching some TV and stuff. Anyway. Had a little bowl of Blue Bell vanilla ice cream. Anyway, and so I hear a scream back there, and her mom's getting a little frustrated. Mom's, you know, tired and stuff. And I'm like, I go back there, and I'm like, Isla, that's enough. I went, if you don't stop it now, I'm going to give you 2 choices. You can be quiet and sleep with your mom, or if you keep this up, you can go sleep in your room by yourself. Well, Drake and I try to go lay down in the other room.
Okay.
About 5 minutes later, Isla walks in. And she's got that. Dada. Well, yeah, she said, you hurt my feelings really bad. I went, what? She said, you broke my heart. I was like, what? She said, you made me feel so bad. You broke my heart and hurt my feelings. And I'm like, oh, my God, I feel like the size of an ant right now. I could walk under a pregnant ant right now. I feel terrible about myself. I gave her the biggest hug. And so yeah, kids are. So we're getting all over it. She said, I said, I'm so sorry. She says, I feel better now.
Sweet right? girl.
So we're all getting all in the four in the same bed together, right? Trying to go to sleep. And she's up, and I said, Isla? And she said, Dad, remember when you hurt my feelings? Well, I remember. I remember trying to play leverage game with me. That was good.
She's going to bring that up for a minute, too.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Do you remember that we have a segment two? Do you have anything planned for segment two?
I have an idea.
Okay.
I think I want to talk about American soccer fans.
Okay.
In general.
I have something to play along with that as well. I can play off of that.
Look at that.
Yes.
Teamwork.
Let's do that. We're going to talk about the little bit of World Cup yesterday. Well, I just lost my passion for the World Cup. I'm still going to follow it, but I lost my passion for it now because of U.S., what happened there. We'll talk some Big 12 media days today. The Braves, man, if you're a Braves fan, that concern-o-meter's got to be going up a little bit. Now, you weren't going to beat Paul Skeens yesterday, but still, you don't give up 14 hits and 12 runs. So, we'll talk about the Braves a little bit. We'll get to that. Talk about some Wimbledon. I got a lot of college football. Yesterday's show, the third hour, we did 2 hours of soccer off the American loss. And then we did an hour of Clemson football, Clemson LSU, the quarterback stuff. It was so fun. The text message was flying in. People were into it. So we're going to talk some football today.
Yes.
Let's do it.
We're here. It's time.
Yeah.
We can talk football.
Yes. I purposely held off till July the 1st. And then the United States soccer team got us to the 7th. But now it's football. So we'll do a lot of football thoughts today. I want to ask you about both questions that we addressed yesterday as well. So let's take a break. We'll come back, talk about U.S. soccer fan. Well, I read a great article that I was validated on saying it's not just because the one excuse is if our best players didn't play in the NBA and NFL, we would be – no. I read a great article. I can get that to you as well. So we've got a lot to do.
Love it.
We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Segment two, Ashley Bixon right after this.
If you don't agree with one of our hosts,
you're an idiot.
Let us know on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line at 864-654-ROAR. The Roar, where every day is game day.
At Best Buy Metals, 864-568-5300. Go look at all their products. Go look at all their metal and siding. Look at their pole barns, American pole barns. Look at their metal roofing. Look at all of the metal roofing that they have there, the tile roofing, the metal shingles, the through-fastened panels. They do a great job there. Look at this product visualizer. You take a picture of your current home or the plans of your new home. You put this on there. You do the color stuff. You upload your photos, and then you get this template, and it looks awesome for you. Best Buy Metals, they're here in Greenville. Get with your contractor. Get with your builder. Get with your remodel. Let's talk about it. Let's see if you get that the advantages of low maintenance with a metal roof. Let's see if you get that advantage of a lifetime warranty with a metal roof. Check those good folks out. Their website really is informative, and they've got this thousands of or hundreds of products on here. It's bestbuymetalroofing.com.
The Upstate Sports Leader, 105.5 and 97.5.
Medical things with family during the break, and actually I never really told you this, but my sister has had some mold in her house in a bathroom, and it was awful, and I didn't know it. And while we can't really prove anything, she later on had some surgeries, esophagus. I don't know how I would say the other word there. And I personally believe that had an awful lot to do with it. Now, again, I don't know, and nobody's really putting us two and two together. My point is that when you do a Google – when I got home, the first meeting I had with Audrey, I looked up mold and looked up health concerns with mold. And I was like, man, I don't want that. It's like the commercial where you know the prescription drug commercial which says results could cause blah 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 blah. You don't want any of that stuff. My point is, oftentimes you can see the mold. Oftentimes you do. Sometimes it's behind the drywall, but sometimes when you look at the the mold itself, sometimes I might have allergies. And they're lingering. Well, sometimes it might not be allergies. If you have any suspicion of that, let's get my Audra to come in. Look, any of your water issues, any of your mold issues. Easy to remember, 864-863-1234. 864-863-1234, myalldry.com. Segment two with Ashby Mix.
First of all, my family could have used All Dry a few months ago. Our whole basement had black mold.
No.
Yep.
Craziness. That's awful.
Yeah.
But they got rid of it now.
I came home for, I think, Christmas, and the the whole ceiling by where I parked my car had kind of just come down.
No.
And I went upstairs. And I was like, hey, Mom, I think something's awry downstairs.
No way.
Correct. But speaking of my family, everything's good now.
Awesome.
Things are situated.
Awesome.
I got some texts from my dad yesterday that I think are segment two worthy.
All right.
Number one, he said, quote, Yankees strike out 17 times tonight and also in yesterday's game. First time in MLB history to do that.
Now, I take it your dad's not a Yankee fan.
He doesn't hate the Yankees by any means.
In any way would he know that one of your cohorts on the radio is a Yankee fan?
I believe he does know that fun fact.
And in any way that that message was relayed to you, thinking it would either A, make airtime, or B, be pointed out to me off the air?
Potentially yes and yes.
Well, his invitation to be on the show has been revoked. I mean, you know, no one ever talks about the Texas Rangers when they do stuff like that. It's got to be the Yankee stuff.
The Texas Rangers didn't strike out too.
I know, but when it did, he wouldn't have reminded me if it was the Rangers, in other words. I'll allow it. It's true. I'll own it. I'll eat that. That's fine, Doc. That's fine. You got some good. You still had some equity built up with me. Don't let it happen again. I like being on speaking terms with you. Don't let it happen again.
So, are you concerned about the Yankees? Are you feeling good?
Oh, no. Ultra concerned about the Yankees.
Okay.
The Yankees right now are in a bad, bad place.
All right, tell me about it.
Four games back. Man, we've lost. They lost, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They had a seven-game losing streak. They've lost 10 of the last 12. They're not very good offensively right now. I mean, it's bad. They miss Aaron Judge like crazy. In that losing 10 out of 12, they scored 3-1-1, 4-3-3-2, 4-1-4. Like, we can't score. Yeah, good pitching. We just can't score. And it's obvious that injuries are a major deal right now. Stanton, Rodon, Max Fried, Aaron Judge. I mean, there's a lot in there. Clark Schmidt. Like, there's a lot of injuries in there right now.
Sure.
And so, yeah, extremely concerned.
Okay. So, Braves fans, Yankees fans.
Braves
living
fans,
in some concern.
Fighting Phil's fan gets in this morning, said, how about that? We're only two games back. And my response back was, objects in your rearview mirror closer than they appear. The Phillies are coming on. And you give Mattingly and that crew a lot of credit. Those guys, they're two games back right now to Atlanta Braves. They were 10.5 back in May. They're two games back right now. And it feels like just, you know that Braves promotion of Mr. Freeze out there running?
Of course.
That's what the Phillies and the Braves look like right
now. Such a good call. The Phillies are Mr. Freeze.
Yes. Yeah, that's what that feels like right now.
My arrogance has always made me think that I would beat him.
Really?
I think I could beat him. You give me that big of a head start, I could beat him. Come on.
Well, even with three knee surgeries. The way you do it is he's pacing, he's watching you.
Yep.
And thinking you're going to run the same. People run the same or they get rabbited out and they fade. The way to do it is you go slow at first.
And then speed up.
Yes.
I agree.
There's some strategy in there.
All right. Second text from my dad that was hilarious. Dad texted me at 9 p.m. last night. Says Argentina about to get beat.
Oh no.
Thought he was watching it live.
Oh no.
Yes, he did.
No.
And I said, Dad, this was earlier.
No.
True story.
And it would be different if Argentina really got beat.
Exactly.
Did you ruin it for him?
Accidentally.
No.
I know. I'm the worst. Man. But I said I thought they won! ! So I kind of a spoil. But I wanted to ask you, because you've been following the World Cup more than you ever followed Yes. The finals.
Yeah.
What was your interest level for that game with the U.S. out of it?
Nowhere near what it was before.
Yeah.
It just feels like that it's a difference in being in the front row of a concert and watching a concert on television. When the U.S. was in it, I was in the front row of the concert. And I feel like, I feel like that I am involved. I was participating.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the pitch. I'm saying that my passion was involved. It had my attention. I was engaged. Now it feels like that I'm watching a concert at home, or I'm listening to a live album. Like, yeah, you know, it's a good song, but not like being there, not like being part of the party.
You're not in it.
We're not at the party anymore. You know, you ever had that deal in college or whatever, high school, whatever, and you go, like, you go to this party, then you end up going home, and then you get a phone call the next day. Man, can you believe what happened? I said, what are you talking about? I said, oh, you weren't there at the end. No, what happened? Oh, well, cops came, whatever, or Johnny hit Tommy, and then they took a beer bottle out. Remember, no, man, really? I was gone. That's what it feels like. Like, I was at the party. They're still having a party. I went home. I'm famous for the Irish goodbye, too. Like, hey, excuse me, where's the bathroom? And then, vroom, I'm out of here. Anyway.
See y'all.
Yeah. But that's what I feel like now. Like, I'm not at the party anymore. My side is not at the party anymore.
Yeah. I agree.
And it just feels my engagement is going to be different. Now, I mean, to be fair, that Argentina match yesterday, that was incredible. And now France and Morocco on Thursday, Spain and Belgium on Friday, Norway and England and Argentina and Switzerland on Saturday. That Norway-England game, it's going to be phenomenal. But it's just not the engagement. Like, my team's not. It's like the college football playoffs. When Clemson's playing Ohio State out in Arizona, we're watching the Alabama Michigan State game, or Alabama, whatever, you know. And like, man, yeah, you're watching it.
Yeah.
And you're into it. Yeah. When you're not in the playoffs, it's like, yeah, it's a good game and all, you know.
Okay.
But I'm just not in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a participant, I'm a spectator now rather than a participant. You?
I agree. I totally agree. It feels to me, okay, if I'm watching the college football playoff or the finals or the NFL at the end of the season, I still have a desire to watch stuff. I do. And my interest in the World Cup at this point isn't as high as it would be for any of those things. And for me, what I've realized, and I want to get your take on this, and I want to get the texter's take on this, I really like pulling for the U.S.
Yes.
Because I like pulling for the U.S.
It feels good to pull for the U.S.
But also, I like pulling for the U.S. in the Olympics when it's curling, when it's whatever. I like pulling for them because it's the U.S., not because I love soccer.
Right.
And it feels like something fun to do in the summer.
Right.
However, it feels like a novelty thing to me and not something I'm all about with the rest of the countries.
Right, right. But with the U.S., you're fully engaged.
Yeah. But I don't think it's enough. Like, I wouldn't trade a college football playoff appearance, I don't think, for a quarterfinal in the World Cup.
No.
Or probably even a semifinal, you know?
Yeah, that's not. It's like what you get that. We were talking about going to Omaha or winning the national championship of football kind of stuff. Yeah, there's different levels of engagement, there's different levels of accomplishment. And so, yeah, it was a novelty thing. It was a thing of hope kind of a deal for something that, like I said, the newness of it. Or
patriotism.
Yeah, the patriotism part of it, but birth of a movement in the country or something. Yeah, some big picture stuff, but not Clemson, South Carolina.
No.
Right. I'd agree with that. So, now, we'll say this. I just sent you one clip. I'm going to send you another one. And I had an answer to a question. I now know when the United States is going to be great at soccer.
Tell me.
I got to tell you when we come back because I want to play some audio. Well, actually, can you pull up your Twitter?
Yes.
All right. I sent you this. I sent you the one of the things I sent you here is let me get to the Messi goal on here for you. Yeah. I'll send you two things. The first one I sent you was the winning goal, and it was from the Argentina announcer. Did you get it? I'll text it to you.
Yep.
Okay. Can you pull that up? Because this is when the United States is going to be good. And the second one was, I just sent you that one too. Can you pull that one up too? It's Messi's goal. There are very few things in sports. Even Clemson's touchdown. Quark and I, when Quark on his show used to play the Spanish version of Deshaun Watson to Hunter Renfrow. And Hunter Renfrow, like the passion of the Latin language and the Latin sports fan. All right. Are you going to play which one are you playing first?
This is the equalizer goal from Messi.
Okay. So they're down 2-1. And let's hear this.
Manico, toca atrás para Paredes. Deja rápido para Julián. Vamos, Argentina. Es una tromba Argentina, ahora va con todo. Viene Enzo mirando. Lo deja para Julián y otra vez para Enzo. Abierto esperando Leo. Toma la pelota Enzo. Deja para Julián que la entrega para Messi. Va hacia la siembra al 10. Va Messi, mete el centro. Otra vez para Leo. Otro centro más de Messi. Va pasado. ¡Oh! A ver que le pega Messi al arco.
Here's the deal. When a goal in the United States means that much, then we'll be good at soccer. No goal in the history of the United States has ever meant anything to anybody like it meant that Argentina goal meant to that Argentina announcer.
I wish you guys could see this guy. And if you want to go see it, head over to Messi World on Twitter. But this guy is beet red in the face. He has a blood vessel coming out of his forehead. He looks like he's about to come out of this shirt and tie he's got on. That's passion.
That I think that was one just of the announcer.
Yes.
Okay, that was the game winner. Do the Messi goal I sent you. This is the unbelievable left foot rocket ship from Messi. And this is Telemundo television call. Is this? Let me know when you get that one ready. This is there. I can send it to you again. You want to do it again?
Yeah. Okay. I'm on my Roar Twitter account that I had to make one time on here. 1 second.
Okay. All right. I'll send you another way, maybe get this way. I'll just text it to you if you may find it on that site there. Anyway, with that said, when it becomes that passionate, because that's kick six Auburn, Alabama, right?
Great comp.
That's Watson to Renfrow, right? That's that kind of passion. When we have that, that's Jack Hughes in the Olympics against Canada in the hockey gold medal match, the golden goal. United States hockey has arrived. Why? Because that's the reaction that we had when Jack Hughes beat the Canadiens for the gold medal. Unfortunately, we hadn't had that in soccer yet. But when it becomes that important when we win, or more importantly, when it becomes that devastating when we lose, then we'll be good at soccer. Got a couple of texture. Texture says, this is my good friend Bill, would rather watch great teams play than the U.S. Yeah, I pull for the U.S., but the talent level is so different. And it's such a commie sport with all the flopping that I just can't have my heart in it. I agree. When you hear this kind of passion from a U.S. goal, moving forward, we've made it.
Messi!
Goal!
It's like 5-1, and it's 5 goals, right? 5-1?
Do you think, to be honest, do you think he got a little lightheaded after that one?
Yeah, it's one where I got to sit down, man. I got to sit down. Y'all take it. Color guy, get in here. You know? That's where he's pointing to the color guy. Go,
you take over.
You.
We're on goal 3.
Yeah.
3 more, go.
When now we've had that. When Mike Ruzioni scored the goal against Russia. What, do you believe in miracles? Yes. We've had that. When Eric Heiden did it, or when Muhammad Ali did it, or when Secretariat did it, or Michael Phelps did it. I mean, the Michael Phelps call coming down the stretch of Dan Hicks against the Australians in the relay, and how excited we are about that. Yeah, but swimming had arrived. It was that important to us that night. And not every night. USA Soccer had to be that way every night. But USA Swimming that night, it made you feel like that. And a loss would have been just devastating. Once we get to that with soccer, then yeah, then we've arrived. Until that point in time, it doesn't mean that to us. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. It's the story of Abraham. You're like, what? Yeah. Sit on the sidelines and live a good life. Get involved and change the world. You can change the soccer world. You can change the hockey world. You can change the ice skating world. You can change the swimming world. Get involved. Take on the challenge. Take on the adventure. And once we get to that in soccer, then we've arrived. Until that point in time, it's like, it's a cute little story. We tried. We tried to get into it. We tried to like it. And we did for a little bit. We fooled ourselves a little bit.
For sure.
There are still parts of the game that United States that Americans don't like my friend just said, all the flopping and all the, you know, the offsides and all that red cards and all. Yeah, there's a lot of it we don't like. A lot of things we don't like about football, though, basketball, too, and baseball, too. So that's not it. We need to be better. We need better teams in the United States. We need better players in the United States. And we need a better national team. Simple as that. Short break. We'll come back. Hear from you. We got 2 other phone line segments. I have some football thoughts. I want to ask you about my 2 questions from yesterday. Clemson LSU and Clemson quarterback stuff. Short break. Much more after this.
With the Roar app, whenever your Clemson Tigers are playing,
touchdown! The game is streaming live from anywhere in the world.
Your Tigers.
Your Tigers.
Your flagship station.
Your app.
Download it today.
Double Dog Video, DoubleDogVideo.com. Take the Double Dog Challenge. If you don't like your video, send it back to you. They will give you your video. I mean, give you your money back. Can't beat that. But nobody's ever asked for it. Nobody's ever done that yet. Why? Because what John and his team do and how they do it, their writing of the copy, their videography people are amazing. And you're thinking about their drone work, their editing. I mean, they're award-winning. You got 60 national and regional awards from the videos. Look at the companies. When you go to the website, doubledogvideo.com, I can't mention the companies that use them, but you'll see who they are. Easy to see. So when you need that video, your company needs that video, check it out. Let it be the pride of your website, the pride of your social media. It's doubledogvideo.com.
We call it like it is.
About the Patterson Tax Service and Russell. I missed Russell yesterday. He called me. I had Drake and I played kickball. I'm something much more important than any kind of phone call. And then I called him back and missed him. And then he called me while I was napping. And so I got to call him back today. And hope everything's good. I'm sure they're good what they're doing in their summer and all that stuff. Hey, bottom line is this. That 2 years ago they made, not this shift. Shift's not the right word. Some things happened. Some other businesses closed. And some actually had a death in the industry. But they became the number one as far as in the upstate with this. Bookkeeping and payroll and accounting stuff too, and doing all of your tracking for all these companies too. And so, like, their business went from a tax company, but from that to really doing all of that bookkeeping stuff and all of that accounting stuff and all that tracking stuff and all that payroll stuff. They started doing that for companies, and like, that's the fastest part of their growing their part of the business. Because look, you don't want to do that. Just trust me, you don't want to do that. So with that said, let the Patterson Tax Service and their expertise get that out of your hair and save you money, too. So you invest in that. You're more time to your clients, more time to your employees, and more time to your family. So I'd much rather spend more time with clients, employees, and family than my nose in a book about something I'm not really qualified to do. Let them take care of it for you. Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. You know the thing about the Patterson Tax Service? Every time I go in a building over there, there's someone that I know that's a client, and they're very successful business people. And I said to myself, wait a minute. If these people use the Patterson Tax Service, don't I need to? Remember the guy that started the only bought stocks? He followed Michael Jordan around and only bought stocks at the place that Jordan was eating or Jordan was shopping, whatever. Like, yeah, just do what that guy does. I like doing that. Whatever smart people do, that's what I want to do. Do we have the Dan Hicks call?
We are ready to go.
Okay, now let me set this up. This is 2008 Beijing Olympics. This is Australia. This is a freestyle, and the United States is behind. And Rowdy Gaines is a color commentator, and Dan Hicks is the play-by-play guy.
On Elaine Bernard, who stands 6 feet five and can absolutely fly.
I just don't think they can do it, Dan. I mean, Jason Leegzak has been there how many times in his career has he anchored this free relay and medley relay, but I just don't think he can do it. He's trying to ride that wave as much as possible.
Bernard is pulling away from him. The United States trying to hang on a second. They should get the silver medal. But Leegzak is closing a little bit. Can the veteran chase him down and pull off a shocker here? Here comes Leegzak!
When swimming, we knew swimming on that night was important because of the reactions for it. I wanted you to play that part where they were behind, and I don't think they can do it, and then coming back, I didn't know it had the beeped out part. Thank goodness they beeped it out. But with that said, when that night, what that Olympic team did and coming from behind, what that relay team did, it proved to you that USA swimming was really, really, really important.
I have full body chills.
Right, right. They opened the show. Hearing the cross country skiing stuff. When you have that kind of passion for it, and you know what's happening that way, then that's when you've arrived, in my opinion. All right, I got to sneak this in. Yesterday we talked football, and I made the statement that there's so much about LSU I don't know. And the reason that's the case, and my good friend Dale texted in, he goes, well, tell us what you do know, man, not what you don't know. But the reason I said that was, and I went position by position. And let me, for those who didn't hear it, because it was the third hour, and I know I got different people listening to different hours. Here's why I don't know about LSU. Because on their three deep right now, they've got 9 wide receivers, and 8 of them are either transfers or freshmen. Their top 6 wide receivers are transfers. Of their offensive tackles right now, they've got 6 of them. 5 of the 6 are newcomers, are transfer. On their first team offense right now, 6 brand new transfers. And that goes on top of another one they got last year. And on the second team offense right now, 10 of the 11 players on offense on the second team are transfers this year. So the point is, all 3 quarterbacks are transfers. And they're good players. And Jordan Seaton is the first team All-American guy that they paid $3 or $4 million for. And Sam Levitt's supposed to be we'll see. And Winston Watkins and the Jace Browns and the Jackson Harris's Eugene Wilson's. They're supposed to be good players. We'll see. On defense, it's much more the same. Prince Will from the Nebraska kid, the daughter kid from Ole Miss, Malik Blockton. They've got a bunch of big-name guys they went and paid a bunch of money to. So I don't know how that's going to parlay in game one under Lane Kiffin. But what I do know is that from an LSU standpoint, my guess is that $50 million pays for good players. Not guaranteed, because they did the same thing last year. They weren't very good. But my guess is that $50 million buys you a pretty good roster. My guess is that paying Lane Kiffin what they're paying, that they're better there. And my guess is that playing in Death Valley 2.0 in Baton Rouge is going to be more difficult than playing them here. My other guess is that Clemson is not equipped to go down there and win in Baton Rouge. Now, if this was Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence and Trevor Lawrence, then I'm fine. What I said yesterday was that you're going to need a bigger boat. You know, I watched y'all's over the weekend. I don't know if you could tell or not.
I was going to.
But I'm not sure Clemson's boat right now is big enough to go down there to Baton Rouge and expect to win.
All right, some thoughts. Similar thoughts to this time last year with the two teams, but a little bit different. LSU's in a similar spot in that they brought in 40 transfers.
Right.
All right. So you don't really know what you're going up against. You know about guys like Sephylon Green, about TJ Dudley Daughtery,
yeah,
about some of the people that you faced last week or last year in a Whit Weeks and some people like that. But there's a lot of unknowns when you're trying to scout. And there's a lot of unknowns if you're LSU right now, trying to figure out who's going to start, who's going to be your offensive line, which I think is probably going to be their biggest weakness again. On the Clemson side of it, last year you knew exactly what you had going into it, or you thought you did.
And it wasn't good.
Yes.
So you don't even when – here's the thing. When you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
What's worse is when you think you know and you still don't know.
But here's what I like. This time last year, I remember it clear as day, LSU football posted a video of their summer stuff. And in the background, on all their little, like, dummies that they were practicing with, they had Peter Woods, TJ Parker, their faces printed out on it.
Yeah.
And this year, I think the focus is...
Did Peter Woods have a big hat on him, no cattle? Anyway, go ahead.
This year, the focus is on LSU and them getting it together and all this, and it's less on Clemson, which could be a good thing.
Yeah.
Because they don't know these exact guys they're going up against. They don't know what to prep for.
The best thing you got going for you is it's not Joe Burrow, and it's not...
No.
It's not those frisbee catching dogs.
There's no Jay Jettas.
No. That's great. But and I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure Sam Levitt's a great quarterback. But, and I don't think he's healthy, but that's a tall task in week one to go down there in that environment. I hope it's not an ambush like it was in New Orleans. We'll see.
My biggest concern is Clemson's offensive line with a new quarterback against their pass rush.
Yeah, because I'm here to tell you, Weeks and Daughtery and Prince Will and Blockton and those guys, yeah that'd be tough. I had another question for you. Vecina and Tate Reynolds. So we'll take a short break. We have one open phone line segment. Then we'll have Dr. Martin. Your text messages, your phone calls, we'd love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, Pratt Injury phone lines, and Adams Covey text line. Ashley's back on the East Coast. Glad to have her. Love for you to come back. Hour number two after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHD-AM.